This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimmel. On this day, September 8th, 2022, Aerosmith sets a new record for the most tickets sold for a concert at Boston's iconic Fenway Park after selling over 38,000 tickets. The crowd watched the legendary rock band kick off their 50th anniversary tour. On this day in 2017, Don Williams, the renowned country singer who scored a number 24 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1980 with I Believe in You, dies after a short illness at the age of 78. On this day in 1988, Elton John holds an auction of his stage costumes in London and nets $6.2 million. On this day in 1977, guitarist Jimmy McCulloch quits Paul McCartney and Wings to join a reformed lineup of the Small Faces. Sadly, he dies on September 27, 1979, in his flat in northwest London at the age of 26. On this day in 1973, Marvin Gaye enjoys his second number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with Let's Get It On. Also, on this day in 1973, the Allman Brothers start a five-week run at the top of the album chart with Brothers and Sisters, the group's only number one LP. On this day in 1972, actress Carrie Snodgrass gives birth to Neil Young's son, Zeke. And on this day, September 8, 1962, a hitmaker of the 1960s cracks the Billboard Top 40 for the first time. Despite being banned by some U.S. radio stations for its teen suicide theme, the record would climb to number 6 on the Hot 100 and enjoy an 11-week stay. Who's the recording artist? What's the song? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, September 8th, 1962, a hitmaker of the 1960s cracks the Billboard Top 40 for the first time. Despite being banned by some radio stations for its teen suicide theme, the record would climb to number 6 on the Hot 100. Here's Dickie Lee and Patches.
Down by the river that flows by the coal yards stand wooden houses with shutters torn down. There lives a girl everybody calls Patches. Patches, my darling, of old Shanty Town. We planned to marry when June brought the summer. I couldn't wait to make Patches my bride. Now I don't see how that ever can happen. My folks say no, and my inside. Patches, oh, what can I do? I swear I'll always love you, but a girl from that place will just bring me disgrace, so my folks won't let me love you. I cry as I think of that shanty, and pretty Patches there watching the door. She doesn't know that I can't come to see her. Patches must think that I love her. Floating face down in that dirty old river.
It may not be right, but I'll join you tonight. Patches, I